Opera Audio presents Mary Pope Osborne's Tales from the Odyssey, Book 4, The Grey-Eyed Goddess, read by James Simmons. Prologue. In the early morning of time, there existed a mysterious world called Mount Olympus. Hidden behind a veil of clouds, this world was never swept by winds, nor washed by rains. Those who lived on Mount Olympus never grew old. They never died. They were not humans. They were the mighty gods and goddesses of ancient Greece. The Olympian gods and goddesses had great power over the lives of the humans who lived on Earth below. Their anger once caused a man named Odysseus to wander the seas for many long years trying to find his way home. Almost 3,000 years ago, a Greek poet named Homer first told the story of Odysseus' journey. Since that time, storytellers have told the strange and wondrous tale again and again. We call that story The Odyssey. Chapter 1. Odysseus and Penelope. Odysseus, king of Ithaca, walked slowly along the shore of the wooded island. As he stared at the restless sea, he yearned for his distant homeland. He had not seen his island of Ithaca, or his family, for almost 20 years. Not since he had sailed away to fight in the Trojan War. He mourned his ill luck since the war's end. Perhaps I would be home in Ithaca now, he thought, if the Greeks had not angered Athena, the warrior goddess, and caused our ships to be blown off course.